Love music. Live sport. With Liz Clark on Rock Sport Radio.
Manchester band Pale Waves are releasing their debut album, My Mind Makes Noises, on Friday. Now, to tell us more about it, we're joined by singer Heather Barngracie and drummer Ciara Doran. So, hi there, I'm Heather and Ciara. Thanks very much for joining us here on Rock Sport Radio.
No problem.
Now, we'll start with a new album. Now, you've got a new album coming out this week, My Mind Makes Noises. I love the name. How did you come with that? Is that how you would describe how you write your songs?
Well, that actually came from song Noises that we had, and I just felt like that was a lyric that really summarised the album really well. It's basically a 14-track album about what goes on in my head. So
right,
yeah, that lyric always sort of stood out to us, and Kira's even got it tattooed on her, so it was meant to be.
Is that right? What that actual phrase, My Mind Makes Noises?
Yeah, before it was even going to be the album name, before we even considered it as that, she got it tattooed on her, so...
And yeah. I mean, can you explain that, Ciara? Is it just, again, what you're saying, that it is the noises that you hear?
No, it's just, like, my favourite lyric Heather's ever wrote, so...
Brilliant.
It meant a lot to me, so I just really wanted it tattooed. It's my favourite tattoo.
I love it. I think we've all got a wee bit of that in us, haven't we? You know, our minds are making noises. It's great that you can identify it.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Now, you'd already released a few songs from the new album. There was There's a Honey and Television Romance. Now, that was 2017. Why was there the gap then before you actually released the album?
Well, we released an EP in that time. So I felt like if we released the album too soon, it would have been a bit premature, and we wasn't really ready at that stage to go in and record an album. I felt like we needed that time to sort of go off and tour around the world and gain more experience, and then it finally felt like the right time when we went in to record it.
Yeah, and obviously it is. You know, I love your sound. I have to say, girls, it's really. I don't know. I really enjoyed it when I heard you, and the more I hear it, the more I do like it. But it's funny. How would you describe your sound? I've kind of found it difficult to put a label on it. I suppose you don't want to do that. But how would you describe it?
Honest pop music.
Yeah, I like that.
Emo pop music. It's emotional pop music.
Right. Yeah, I get that. No, definitely. So who's your main influences been then to get you to that stage that you're producing that sound?
Well, we love bands like The Blue Nile, The Cranberries, The Cure.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that. Definitely coming through in it. And you've said there about this name, my mind makes noises. When it comes to your songs, I take it, do you write together, girls?
Yeah.
So when it comes to the songs, what do you write about? Is it these noises that you hear?
I just write about my own experiences, really, and about things that go on in my life.
Right. Honestly, it's an envy that I'm asking this with, because to have that talent, you know, to be able to write lyrics like that, is it just experiences in your life? I mean, do you take notes, or do you just hear it coming to you?
I don't know, I find it quite easy when I feel like music is my way of talking about things and expressing how I really feel about a situation. So it comes really natural to me.
That's incredible. You're a lucky girl as far as that goes then, without a doubt. Now you've recently released 18 as a single.
Yep.
Now, what's that about then? Or is that a silly question?
No, it's not a silly question. It's just about... meeting someone when I was 18 who I really connected with and had an amazing time with.
Again, going back to this bit about being a songwriter and being able to, you know, when you're putting those thoughts that you're getting down on paper, do you hear the music at that time, or does that come once the lyrics are there?
Well, I usually write the song and then I show Ciara the song, and then she writes the music, so, and then we sort of both work on it all together. So I don't really, when I'm writing the song, I don't really picture the music, because I let Ciara sort of take inspiration off me, and right, then we go from there.
Now, you've managed already to build a really loyal following. Now, how did you manage to connect with so many people this kind of early in your career?
I think it's mainly because
the lyrics really connect with people. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, the songwriting, I'm really honest within the songs, and I think people really relate to that and see a lot of themselves in what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, people your age and things, and even older, I would say, because a lot of it, you know, when I was listening to myself, obviously I'm not your generation, but listening to it, it reminded me of being that age. So, you know, the lyrics are obviously forming those pictures in everybody's mind, you know, no matter what age you are. And the two of you got together, I think, was it about 4 years ago?
5 years ago?
Yep, nearly 5 years ago.
5 years ago, so you were really young. But you obviously have a great working relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm. We do. We're very honest with each other. We're like part of each other.
That's fantastic. And there are no fallouts. Surely when there's two creative minds working together, there'll be some dispute.
Yeah, there's disagreements.
They're so, like, shallow that they're never... deep fallouts. We can't fall out properly.
Yeah, just a wee clear the air now and again.
I kill myself if we like fall out. We need each other.
Yeah, we do.
That's incredible though. So how did you get together, you know, to become almost, you know, two halves of one? How did you get together in the first place?
Well, when we met at university.
Right.
That's when we got together and we just instantly hit it off and we had the same music taste and the same passion for music. And it finally felt right when we met one another because, I mean, we've met loads of people before who we tried to write music with, but they just weren't as passionate as me and Kira.
Yeah, just meant to be. It's a chemistry thing as well. Yeah, yeah, completely. Now, you've done a lot of work up to this point with the 1975. How did that come about and what have you learned from them?
They just showed us, you know, that it's anything that's possible. We can become one of the world's biggest bands.
Yeah.
You can be, you know, practicing in your mum's shed in Manchester and then playing all around the world.
Yeah, I get that. So I'm a great believer in that as well. I have to say, and it's great that, you know, at a young age you've got the belief, you know, that you're going to get there with it, and that's exactly what's happening with you now, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Without a doubt. And of course, this tour, you're in the middle of this hectic tour. Is it easy to adjust to life on the road?
You have to, really. I think we're pretty used to it now, but it's still, you have to be very organised when you live out of a suitcase. You get a bit fed up of, like, the way you live, like, out of a suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the travelling is unreal. You get to see so much of the world.
Yeah. Now, just quickly then, your next gig is at SWG3 in Glasgow on Friday the 21st.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we love Glasgow.
It's the first one to sell out as well.
Yeah, it's the first, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's going to go off.
Great. And that'll be your next step. And just before you go, girls, what are your long-term plans now?
Just to become a better band and better musicians and just spread into more hearts.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Heather, Kira, it's been great to speak to both of you, and thanks very much for joining us here on Rock Sport Radio. And we just wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
As if you need it.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for that, girls.
Thank you.
Love music. Live sport. With Liz Clark on Rock Sport Radio.